and now after, as we're joined by Ted Ligety, Olympic gold medalist multiple times, including this last go-round in Sochi. And he joins us now live from Austria, which is, I wouldn't mind being there myself. How are you doing this morning, Ted? Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Doing good, and you guys?
Terrific. Thanks for asking. A tough situation as you prep for the Olympics. You want to do everything right. You're doing your physical training. You're doing your nutritional training as well. Talk about your relationship with Kellogg's and how they helped you get ready in the quest for gold.
Yeah, I've been working with Kellogg's for a year now, and you know, Kellogg's have been part of my childhood and every single day of my life. You know, I wake up every morning and eat breakfast, and it's, you know, an integral part of getting ready to be out there and doing what I need to do to train properly. And, you know, eating cereal and milk is definitely a great way to get the proper nutrition in. So, you know, it's been great to work with them, but also really cool to be working with their Great Start program, which is giving 2 million breakfasts to kids in need. And, it's really cool to get involved. You can check out our Start stories and hashtag Great Starts to get involved.
All right, real quick, we know it's today is National Pancake Day. It's also National Breakfast Week. Any other special events other than National Pancake Day that are going on during National Breakfast Week?
Not that I know of. I mean, I'm just in Austria right now prepping for World Cup, so National Breakfast Week is my only weekly holiday that I know about right now.
You know, Ted, a great experience for you all the way around. You've now participated in 3 Olympics. You've won a couple of gold medals. You know, talk about the experience in Sochi a little bit and your expectations going in and the results coming out.
I actually think as far as organizational side of things, Sochi did a really good job, especially, you know, I think expectations going in were, you know, all over the place. So I think they actually did a good job pulling off the events. And, you know, I was definitely happy to walk away with a gold medal. That was my big goal, was to win the giant slalom. And, you know, being one of the big favorites going in was a lot of pressure. And so to be able to compete under that kind of pressure and ski the way I wanted to was awesome.
Well, having that was your third Olympics. Being one of the favorites, how much did that help you cope with the pressure when you look back now and say, okay, I had been, you know, it was my third Olympic Games. Did it make it a lot easier for you to handle everything that was going on in the Olympic Games when you compare it to your previous outings?
I think being the overwhelming favorite was actually a lot harder. My first Olympics in Torino, I was really the underdog and was able to win a gold medal, and, you know, that was a dream come true. But in the relative sense of, you know, this Olympics, it came a lot easier. This time around, you know, being the favorite, and, you know, I was actually one of the favorites going into Vancouver as well and didn't end up medaling there. I think, you know, being the favorite's a lot tougher because in ski racing, you know, even if you're the favorite, oftentimes the favorites don't win. So it's really tough, you know, mentally to overcome that hurdle, and, you know, there's some luck involved too. So, you know, it's definitely a difficult sport to be the favorite in, and then to be able to win is all that much more gratifying.
You know, Ted, you bring up an interesting point, and the mental preparation as you gear up for the Olympics. Here in this country, where they don't follow alpine sports as closely as they do in Europe, they don't realize that as soon as you leave the Olympic venue, you're jumping right back into World Cup competition. There's really no rest for you guys and girls. Talk about that a little bit, how you keep yourself mentally sharp after you win an Olympic gold medal as you go back into the World Cup.
To be honest, it is a little bit anticlimactic having to race again after the Olympics, but we still have a couple more races left. I'm racing next weekend in Slovenia and then the weekend after that in Switzerland. So we still have some important races left, and they still, you know, mean a lot to my season and going for, you know, World Cup titles and whatnot. But, you know, the Olympics are definitely the high point of the season, so, you know, it's back to kind of normal racing, which, you know, still has a lot of importance, but, you know, maybe a little bit of a mental letdown after, you know, such a huge event like the Olympics.
Ted, you saw Bodie compete. You know, he's older than you are, still managed to get it done for the most part. It was certainly very competitive in these past Olympics. What is the future for you going forward as far as Olympic competition?
I definitely see myself racing in 4 years in Korea. I think that's definitely within my horizon. I think I'm only 29 years old and will be 33 then, which is still, you know, in peak ski racing age. So I definitely plan on being there and hopefully, you know, competing at the similar level as I am today.
Well, Ted, with you approaching 30 and being 33 by the time we get to that next Olympiad, will you have to back it off a little bit in order to peak for that next Olympiad in 2018? In other words, will you have to be more judicious in your World Cup racing, or will you still be able to do a full schedule, and will you put it pedal to the metal like you did going into this Olympics?
As long as I'm still healthy, I see myself, you know, competing the full schedule. We'll see how it goes. You know, I'll balance that based on what I'm skiing fast in and what makes sense, you know, time-wise and racing-wise. But as of right now, I plan on, you know, racing as many races as possible. My big goal in my career is actually to win the overall title. So in order to do that, I have to be competing in almost all the World Cups throughout the season.
You know, Ted, I saw something in your bio that kind of struck my interest, and one of your hobbies is playing badminton. Now, for the uneducated, badminton is a bunch of old ladies in white skirts, you know, sipping cocktails and banging around a shuttlecock. You watch it on the Olympic level, and it's pretty intense, violent sport. Are you on that kind of level where you want to, you know, pursue it perhaps as a career somewhere down the line, or is it just recreational for you?
It's just recreational. I play a lot of sports in the off season, so, you know, it's just one of the sports that I play. I play a lot of basketball and tennis as well, so, you know, I'm not at a high level, but, you know, I have fun with them.
Well, he does enjoy Formula One racing,
and
too.
There you go.
Any chance you're jumping into a race car?
Only in my street car.
Don't say that too loud. You could accumulate some tickets. Ted, thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and congratulations on the gold in Sochi. We wish you nothing but success in the future and can't wait to have you back on again down the line.